Welcome to We Are Carroll, a service of the Community Foundation of Carroll County, or the CFCC. I am your host, Kayla Selinsky, and this is our very first episode. The vision of the We Are Carroll project is to share the Community Foundation of Carroll County with you. So, what is the CFCC? It is the trusted home of Carroll County's nonprofits, and it's been open since 1994. The CFCC is a public foundation that enhances the life of Carroll County through philanthropic means. In so many ways, it supports our nonprofit leaders, encourages charitable missions, it encourages cooperation, improves access to opportunities, and helps us all work together as nonprofit leaders. More than that, the Community Foundation of Carroll County is a family. We all work together to make our community a better place, and I am so excited to share the events, the stories, and this information with you. In our very first episode, we interview the one and only Jackie Mathias, Executive Director of the Community Foundation of Carroll County. So sit back and enjoy our very first episode. We are Carroll. Stay with us. Okay, I'm going to let you introduce yourself, but I just wanted to say I am a huge fan of yours. And when I met you, I was like you're like a bubble that just kind of glide, and you're also powerful. Yeah. So please introduce yourself.
Sure. Well, first, let me say, when I met you, when you first came in here, it was just one of those days where like everything was all over the place, and you just are this smile that can light up a room, and it's contagious. So thank you, because not everybody can do that. And, you know, you can be who you are, you know, around a ton of people, and, you know, not a lot of people get you. So the fact that you got us, you got me, and like, we just chilled and talked and like, you know, didn't know each other from Adam, but I'm telling you my life story. So that is something that I truly, truly, truly value in people. And you, my dear, possess it like no other. So I will answer your question. My name is Jacqueline Mathias. I go by Jackie. My Jackie is J-A-C-I-E. So my whole life I've been JC, but it is in fact Jackie. And I am the executive director at the Community Foundation here in Carroll County. I'm going into my fourth year as the executive director. I've been here since 2007. So quite a long time. I've had different positions, you know, the whole time I've been here, but I started as our past executive director's assistant. And we just met kind of in happenstance, and I was in HR and she was looking for an assistant. And at the time I had no kids, and it was, I was like, if I'm going to take a leap of faith, now is the time to do it before things, you know, get real and the family start. And it was the best decision I ever made. And still here 17 years later. So I think I made the right decision. And wonderful to have you as part of the family, as a new fund here at the Community Foundation. So I'm super excited to help you in this journey and to have you as part of the team, and, you know, anything we can do to help make you successful. You know, we're super proud of, you know, we're successful together. So building a good team is really something that's super important to me, because I am a team player. I got all my team rah-rah, as my office will call it, from playing sports. And so I like to bring that energy into the office.
I was going to ask you, what is your origin story? Like a superhero. Think superhero.
My origin story. So I'm townie. I grew up in Carroll County. I was born in Westminster, live in Westminster. Went to Western Maryland College, which is now McDaniel. Just my grandparents, really, and my family, like very much part of me growing up was a lot of time spent with my grandparents. My grandparents is the farm that I'm currently living at now and renovating. But they were the hub, and every second I wanted to be there. And it was just like the place that I felt super relaxed, but also like I was like empowered, and there wasn't anything that you couldn't do when you were there. And like, they had this work ethic about them that was nonstop. And it was, you know, something that I took from a really young age, that, you know, they they always were work. It was family. It was working. It was, you know, we had times where we met and it was Sunday dinner every Sunday and you were there. And it was my whole family growing up. And it was 6:30 on Sundays. You're at the farm to eat dinner and then whatever else activities happen. But it was like that whole camaraderie part of it, like being a part, you know, your tribe, your team is really where that started. And I think that was my big draw to like sports as I got older, because like that team, the camaraderie, and we would always play games after dinner, like a family game of spoons was like, oh my God, it's the best game ever. I have to teach it to you. It's a card game and you have spoons and you pass them around. And then like, once you get four of a kind, you can grab your spoon. But then it was like, if you had a spoon, it really wasn't over yet, because if you didn't get one and there was somebody next to you, there was always an arm wrestle or a pull across the table. And it was just like, it was just always something fun. Or we played horse outside with the basketball net. There were times when my grandparents would like put a tennis court in the yard. I know that's crazy, but just anything. They would go to yard sales and find like badminton stuff and volleyball equipment. And that's what we would do, especially in the summertime. Whereas we would have dinner and then everybody would go outside and we'd play sports. And I had horses growing up. So horses, and we had a working farm. So I spent a lot of my time on the farm. And like my horse, I bought my first horse when I was 13 with babysitting money. And she was like it for me. Like she was like, I would go, it just was an excuse to be there, but it really was all of it. There wasn't one thing about it. But if I had to pick like what made me, it's definitely that family bond and that farm and that sense of like, it was a sense of team, but it was also a sense of responsibility. Like you were part of that team and there was a responsibility that like was with that. So there was like, they always threw in an extra hand and you always helped out and you always, you know, got done sooner if everybody joined in, and you won if everybody played. And, you know, but my grandma is really like who I would, that first really core gut instinct of like, this person is somebody who is a really good person, but super cool. And she always had my back. You never had to say anything. She kind of just got you. And she was like that with all of us. It wasn't just me. But she definitely gave me that sense of, she was just such a strong woman. Like she had been through so much, and she was the sweetest person until you mess with anyone she cared about. And then Mama Bear came out, and she was just so loyal and so, just really was. She was the captain of the team always. So
how did you get to the Community Foundation?
So I was working in Baltimore as a HR contractor for the MedStar hospitals. So I was doing nurse recruiting, and I'd always thought I wanted to go into HR. That's what I have a sociology degree from McDaniel. And I wanted to go into HR. And then right after college, I was working for a recruiting company. And so they sent me to school to get my master's in HR. And like, that's what I was going to do the rest of my life. And when I had got to the hospitals and doing some of the staffing there, it really pulled me away from my family. Because like the first year I was there, it was Christmas morning. And Christmas morning, you know, and labor and delivery nurses are calling you, or ER nurses are calling you. And, you know, that was priority. So I was away from my family. I was working out of the county. I was traveling to Baltimore, and I just really wanted to be closer to my family. And then during that time, when I knew I wanted to transition, my cousin, who was 17 at the time, was killed in a car accident. And my cousins growing up were my brother and sister. They were I have twin cousins, Zach and Megan. Zach is currently, he's now 37. He just turned 37, and he has a little girl and a little boy. But his sister at 17 was killed in a car accident, and he was driving. So there was just so much that went on during that time. And that even more propelled me in saying, like, I want to do something more. And I wanted to start a foundation for her, because I felt like this person who was so amazing, and she left us at 17, there's so much more she would have provided in this life. And I really took anger, because, you know, you go through your sad, you go through your emotions of grief. And I was just angry. I was angry at the universe for taking this person away because she's was is just such a great person. And she's on my wall.
Aww.
She's always on my wall.
Oh, beautiful.
So I met Audrey, who was the previous executive director, through a friend. And she had told her that I was trying to start this foundation. And Audrey said, well, do you know that's what I do for a living? I run a community foundation. Yeah. And I said, I've never heard of the Community Foundation of Carroll County. So we talked and then I interviewed and I just said, like, look, I'm looking for a look of, you know, a leap of faith. And it just felt really right. And so that's what brought me into the nonprofit world, was that I just wanted to take this, like, this event that really changed who I was as a person, and turn it into something good, and turn it into something that I could, not just to help me with the grief process, but to also, like, help my family. Because, like I said, my family was just very close knit. My great grandmother was still living. I had never had any experience with, like, a really close death in my life until I lost my cousin. I was 25. And she's like my person. She thought I was the coolest person that ever was on this face of this earth. I still say to this day, there'll never be a person that thought I was as cool as Meg. She, like, it was, you know, whatever shoes I had, she had. When we both played softball, we both played volleyball, she would have to get the same number I would get. You know, I would give her crap about it, to be like, oh, you know, you can't get your own. But inside, I was just so, you know, it just made me feel like I said, like the coolest person. And I had to pretend like I was a little bit upset with it, but I never was. It was just like, you know, her and Zach both were like my life growing up. And we both grew up, all of us grew up on the farm, and it just was something that I had to do. And when I met Audrey and she was like, hey, I can help you and we can help each other, and I'm looking for an assistant, is there something, you know, maybe you'd be interested in? And that's kind of how it happened. It wasn't really like any other big decision other than that, just saying, like, I like what I'm doing when I was in HR, but I knew it wasn't something I wanted to do long term. I knew I wanted to be back in the county. And Audrey was from out of the county, but she had so much knowledge in, like, the nonprofit realm. And I knew the county, and being back in the county, it was just really a good match. And we worked really great together, you know, while she was here, and she really taught me a lot. But it was taking that moment of finding something to be happy about and finding something to be proud about to keep Meg's, you know, name alive. That really made me fall in love with this industry. And it's everybody's story. And that's what I can relate to when people come in. A lot of the time when people come in to do a memorial, it is really scary and it is really sad and it is all those things. And you can't take those things away from them. And everybody has to go through their own emotion. But if you can relate in some aspect of that to say, like, look, this is a really crappy situation and I wish you weren't here and I wish you didn't have to say memorial after your loved one's name, because that really sucks. But I can help you kind of navigate this and kind of figure out where you want to go from here. And, like, if, again, this may help in your grief process. It may, you know, it just may, something beautiful may come from this. So being able to just say, hey, I've walked this walk. I may have not lost, you know, who you lost, and my situation is not the same, but I can help, and I can at least give you a hug to say, I understand that need. I don't understand what you're going through, because I don't believe anybody can understand anybody else's grief, but I can understand the need. I can understand the need to want to do something, or to take this energy that you've been given, this, like, anger and sadness, and try to, like, you know, cultivate something that's better than what you've been given. And, you know, would I take it back in a million years to have her here? Absolutely. But we don't get that choice. Mm-hmm. So it really was about trying to do something to not only help me, but to do something positive that I could see her still making an impact in the community. Because she would have. She'd have been amazing. You know, she'd have been teaching kids and singing and loving life, and just was such a, like, just, oh, you know, so I just had to do it for her. And sometimes I feel like when I can't do it for myself, you can always find somebody you can do it for. And she was just and still is to this day. I mean, I can't think of her without my eyes tearing up. She's like, she was just a really, really special person.
Beautiful. What is the Community Foundation of Carroll County?
The Community Foundation is a very unique entity. And I say that from all the places of love. So on the surface, it looks like we're one, you know, big nonprofit, but really we're made up of about 300 smaller nonprofit entities. And those ebb and flow. So sometimes people come to us and set up a fundraiser or set up a nonprofit, and their goal is to meet a certain mission, whether it be, you know, to raise money to give to another organization, or is it something that's going to be long term and grow? So what we do at the foundation is anybody can come to us with a nonprofit mission. And we help really build that to say, hey, we can help you with the behind the scenes piece. So like you can go out and run your program and you're not worried about doing all the legal underpinnings or worrying about like the paperwork or the 990s or the audits or all this stuff that you have to be compliant to maintain your nonprofit status. So the Community Foundation does that. And we're currently doing that for a little over 300 funds. And we all share the same tax ID number. And it really does make me feel like that warm and fuzzy team that I always talk about. It's like we have to be a team in order for us to be successful in the office. We have to have successful programs. And in order for us to get out into the community and do the things we need to do, we have to, you know, work with families and work with different people to help them navigate this road, because it's not easy. Right. So the Community Foundation kind of cultivates all that. Sometimes funds stay with us long term. So they have no interest in ever going off to be their own separate nonprofit. So they're coming with us, they're staying with us. You know, we're going to see them all the way through. If they want to set it up that it's something that continues, you know, they can do donor advised funds, things like that, so that we can set up that continuation process. So, you know, if you start a really good program and you don't want it to end when you're ready to retire, then we can set that up so that we can help keep that going. So a lot of the scholarships are set up that way. So about half of what we do is scholarships, and half of what we do is program funds or component funds, which are funds that go out and run a program. And then we help them with all the legal stuff. So we become your bank, we become your support system, we become all those things. And what we really want to do is see our programs go out and be successful, and then also make a difference in the community without worrying about all those things that keep a lot of nonprofits, especially small nonprofits, keep us down. Because, you know, nonprofit world is a whole different entity. And we're always out trying to fundraise, and we're always out trying to like raise money for really good projects and, you know, sell yourself constantly. So it's not where, you know, we aren't out trying to do those things, but we can't do it ourselves. And so it's really a partnership. We find, you know, people come to us with these amazing ideas like you did. And then we just help with that process. And it's a win-win. When you win, we win. When we win, you win. And it just gives you, you know, a place to be and throw some ideas off the wall and say, hey, I was really thinking about doing this. Do you have any background in that? Or, hey, let's just partner on something. So it's really taking a group of individuals who are like-minded and really want to make a positive impact in our community and trying to figure out how that happens. And, you know, there's so many different ways that we can help with that. So that's why I say the Community Foundation is so unique. There's not a lot of community foundations like ours. There are community foundations, but again, I think all community foundations have a unique entity because all communities are unique and all communities have needs that aren't being addressed that, you know, community foundations can help with and partner with. But I don't think it's fair sometimes when people compare, you know, different community foundations to each other, because we're all so different. But as long as we're doing what we need in our community and what those needs are things that we can help with, then you know, it's okay. It's okay. We all share best practices, but you know, Carroll County is a unique entity in itself. So we couldn't run it if it was being governed by, you know, someone in Baltimore. It needs to be run by people who understand the needs of the community. And I think that's what really makes a community foundation so unique, is that it's so many different personalities and ideas, and it can just, you know, but all of them at the end of the day are for the better of the community. And that's the part that makes me excited.
That's good. What is some advice you have for nonprofit leaders?
Well, I need to do this myself, but, you know, get out there, get out from behind the computer, tell your story. I'm not real good at telling my story. I'm or the Community Foundation story. If I'm not like, I don't just do it. Like when I sit and I talk to you and I have podcasts and I can do it. But sometimes you just get so busy that you forget that telling your story can not only help you, and it helps me to do that. You know, it helped me a lot when you were here. It really did, because it's new faces, it's new excitement. But not to be afraid to like ask questions and, you know, be excited about stuff and not let the people who consistently say that's silly or you shouldn't do that or why are you doing that? You know, I get that all the time. A lot of questions that people get in the nonprofit world is why would you do that? Or what's in it for you? What's in it for you? And really, like, it took me a long time to understand that some people just, that's just a question that they ask, because if it isn't something in it for them, they're out. But that's so different. And yes, you know, we all work and we all have stuff, and but there's more to it. And I think just believing in yourself and believing in your story is a big piece of that. And sometimes I'm not so good at that myself, but when it comes to the foundation and talking about like the programs and stuff, I can always light up about that. So, you know, just constantly talking, getting out there, talking to people. You never know where you're going to find an idea. You never know where you're going to find a person to network with. You're never going to know where you're going to see somebody. And it's silly. You know, you just being nice. I know that sounds crazy, but just being nice, just, you know, talking to people and being nice opens up so many doors. That it's crazy to me that people aren't used to people being nice to them. And like, that's the truth. Like, how scary is that, that we're in a world where doing something good gets the question of what's in it for you? And so those are the things I try to like talk about and combat. And it's nothing like the nonprofit world. That's for sure. Nothing like the nonprofit world. But I said, since I've been in here, Since I always told Audrey a joke that unless I found myself in the parking lot, I wasn't leaving, because it's just, I love what we do. Like, I love the foundation. I believe in what our mission is. And I truly believe in what we do. And I see the impact that we make every day. And I just get to be a part of that. Like, I have all these wonderful people that go out and do it and come up with these amazing ideas. And I just get to be I just get to encourage them and be a coach and be a leader for that. And like, that's where I love, like, that's the part I love, is like just talking to people and connecting with them and sharing stories.
Cool. So you said some cool stuff. You said it's a team earlier, and then you said coach. And I wonder, what is your life mission? Like, what gets you up in the morning? What's your life mission statement?
Oh, that's a good one. My life statement.
Because you always make us do mission statements. What's your
mission? Wow. I feel like really unprepared for this question.
That's
I don't know. My life mission. You know, it's funny you say that, because I'm always about a vision board. And I'm always a vision board person. And, you know, I always put on there family first, but also my family here. And just if I had a life mission, it would be to kind of leave the legacy that my grandma did. You know what I mean? Like, always being that support system. Like, if you need something, you know, I can be an ear. I can help in any way. I can be a cheerleader. I'll let you cry on my show, whatever it may be. But, you know, for me, it would break my heart if I was ever on a team and someone said I wasn't a team player, because that would just always, like, that would just not be something I would feel really good about. So, life mission. Wow, I'm going to have to think about that one. I feel like my life mission would be like two paragraphs.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know how to like put it in one word. That might be a follow-up question.
Yeah, you might need to figure out. Though, to be like your grandma. Yeah. My grandma also has a very huge impact on me. I feel like a lot of lives parallel in a lot of ways.
Uh-huh.
My dad wasn't, I'm not really close with my dad. My mom she became my best buddy, but later in life. So my grandma has been like a consistent source of like love and support, and just like
that's awesome.
Just like my grandma when I grow up.
Yeah, it's like you're and she was yeah. just like
so cool. Like she's powerful, she's loving, but she's yes. powerful.
Mm-hmm.
My grandma.
She always made me feel good in my skin no matter what. And like my grandmother was 5'10, 5'11, wore size 11, 12 shoes. She was a big lady. I'm a tall lady. She's a big lady. And, you know, she would tell me like back in the day, you know, she only could wear guy shoes and things like that. But she never like it, and she was always so much taller and bigger than everybody. And she just was so proud of that. Like she was, she like just was so proud of that. And her mother, which was so funny, who her mother was like as mean as a rattlesnake. I knew my great grandmother and she's this teeny tiny little lady. And my grandmother was this tall, you know, has shoulders like me, like, you know.
Yeah.
And she just took no crap from anyone. And it was just like, you could say whatever you wanted. She was tall, she was big, and she was proud. And I just, every time, and she would always have like the classiest comebacks to say when somebody would say something about it. And she wouldn't get upset, but she would say things like, you know, I provide the best shade in the summer and the best warmth in the winter. And I'd be like, yes.
From
so it good. Would just like it, from nowhere and just like this classy line. And like,
that's
she
awesome.
Was great. She was really great.
I also had to mention that you put off this light, like you're like a lamp and you just kind of glow. And I always mention your hair is fabulous, but you are like, I always mention all your hair, but like you are just like wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Where does that just come? Where does that come from? What's the source?
It's just me. I've just never tried to be anything other than myself. And for a long time, like, I think we get far away from that. I don't think that sometimes we like much about ourselves. It's just like a human trait of like, you know, when you're a kid and you see the kid, the girl with the curly hair, you want curly hair, or if you want straight hair. And it's always something that you don't possess yourself that you see in other people. And I just got to a place where, and again, I keep circling back to my family, but it's always just me. You know what I mean? Like, I am goofy. I am klutzy. I will be the person that spills a drink, falls down, does whatever, but it's me. And I just say like, you know, it's just part of my charm, you know, try not to be anything other than that. Cause it doesn't really get me anywhere. It hasn't in the past. And then you kind of learn that lesson of like, you know, this is who I am. And the people who love me and appreciate that, they're the people who I'll be around. And if you don't love and appreciate it, then, you know, that's on you and that's okay. You know, you don't spend a lot of time, especially younger, worrying about who likes you and who doesn't. And I think getting past that and like just finding that in yourself to be like, look, I'm just a goof. I'm goofy as they come. I am, you know, a lot of times too loud. I laugh a lot. I trip, yeah. But I'll do anything in the world for you. Once I pick myself back up from spilling something, but you know, other than that, I had a really good childhood when I was with my grandparents. And I really did, even though like, you know, I had things where, you know, I talked to you before about an absent father and things like that, but like, I never worried about being loved. I never worried about whether I had a place to go that I was comfortable. I never worried about any of that stuff because I had it. And it really like helped me as I got older in life just to be okay with that. And like, I think you have to come full circle sometimes to like to realize it. But yeah, I mean, I've had some really, really good people in my life. Like I've been so fortunate to be surrounded by such great people. And, you know, my success and my even through school and stuff was through my mom and my grandparents and my friends' parents. And, you know, so I don't know if I could say from one particular place, other than, you know, Carroll County is just my home and where I've been, but
that's beautiful.
Just me.
I'm a fan.
I love it. I love it.
Yes.
I'm a fan of you as well. I love your whole face. You are just the sweetest person ever. And then I just love your face. You're just the sweetest person ever. And then, like, on top of it, being as sweet as you are and all the stuff that you've overcome, you're just such an inspiration. Ooh. Inspiration. Like, people should strive to have your smile and your personality and, like, just warm up a room. I mean, goodness. How could somebody not fall in love with you?
You're the same. I guess how I feel about you, my friend. Oh. So, if someone wants to learn more about the Community Foundation of Carroll County, where do they go?
They can go to our website, which is wearecarroll.org. It does list all of our funds on there, gives you some background, talks about our board members and some of our history. But the real way, if you go on there, just to kind of breeze through and look at some of the funds that we have helped over the years, some of the different organizations and things that they have donated to. And then, of course, if there's any information that's not on there and you just want to talk to somebody, like, we open that up. You know, you can come into our office. We'll talk your ear off if you want to know about what we do. I mean, we're good at that. But really, yeah, it's just telling our story. I think sometimes, like, you know, even when you read stuff on the website, and the website's great. The website is wonderful. It's leaps and bounds where it was, to really try to showcase what it is that we do, because it's really hard to kind of encompass all that. And I think that's what makes it difficult sometimes for people to say, oh, you do that? It's because it's so much, it seems impossible. But because we have such great people that we work with, it makes it possible. So yes, the website's great, but if you ever just want an earful about what we do, we're always welcome to that. You can always call us, stop in, talk to one of our funds. There's a lot of funds on there that I'm sure if, you know, people went through there was someone that's had some sort of contact with us or had a fund with us or that could talk about their experience or what we've helped with them. But yeah, it's a lot to learn. It's a lot. It's just a lot of history, really. It's a lot of, like, understanding stories and where people came from and, you know, what their goal is. But then again, understanding that story of why you came here and what it is that we can help you do.
Thank you for listening to this episode of We Are Carroll. To hear more episodes, visit wearecarroll.org. Talk to you next time.